but it did separate there. At one time when she was small. But it was her grandfather's old place. And oh, I'm sorry, I let the homes on, and there were two that I wanted to keep. Of course, one burned, the third one, where I lived. We'd moved away from it, and some negroes were living in it, and it burned. But the one just out from El Dorado, vandalism was so bad, and it was vacant after just a short time, and it was wrecked. An old home place out here.
It's west of here?
Yes, just west of here. They tried to burn it two or three times, didn't quite get it set off. And so brother came down here and tore it down, stacked it up on a place. But they would break, you know, everything that was possible and tear up everything. And I didn't want to take money out of the state and keep it up and let people live in it. And it wasn't it was going to cost a lot more than get out of it, you know. And I didn't feel like taking money out of the state. Didn't think the others would want me to do it, so we let these old two old homes that we lived in just go and torn down.
Yes.
Because of vandalism, it sure is. And people that would live in them, keep them tore up all the time, tear them up, leave them a lot worse shape than condition than they were whenever they moved there, so.
Yes.
But this old place of grandfather's, I make a garden and truck patch out there, and we got a dog and some cats out there. We go out there once a day, and we, during the summer and spring, we spend a lot of the time out there. It's real quiet and peaceful and real cool.
Yeah, you raise a lot of your...
I have since I've retired. We have garden and truck patches and those things out there. Could stay out there, but we don't. We go out there and cook and eat and during the spring and summer.
Yeah.
Noonday meal out there.
You just raise
garden
vegetables.
Those times that I have. That's a good, easy place, and after being under the gun for all these many years, it's certainly a wonderful feeling out there where it's peaceful and quiet, nothing but birds and squirrels and deer and armadillos.
Got armadillos here, right?
Oh, yes. They came in to this area.
Got a bunch of things that dig up your garden or things like that?
Deer are the worst things. But we use bone meal on that. The odor from it, of course, you have to keep sprinkling it around there. After the rains, you know, or the odor will get away. Sand. But they won't bother it much with that bone meal. If it hadn't been steamed too much, the more it's steamed, well, of course, the less that odor will be from it.
The land here is good for raising